I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Oh, yes, we are. We are live on Purpose Talk Radio. It is Monday, February 10th, 2014. I am Cindy Freeman, your host. We will be speaking with psychic Dawn Katzen today in a little bit. And monitoring my phone lines today is Sharon Hinckley. So she should, if you call in, she should be able to pick you up at any time. And check if you'd like to talk to us, ask questions during the interview, get readings after the interview, or anything else you might like to talk to us about today. To contact me at any time, you can go to our website, which is PurposeTalkRadio.com, PurposeTalkRadio.com. My email address is send@PurposeTalkRadio.com. So, also on there, there are archives. We are in the process of moving over our website right now from one account to another. So some of our archives in the last couple of months are not there. You can find them, however, on on blogtalkradio.com/purposetalkradio. So all of our archive shows are there. If you go back further than like the last year, you'll find some of those on our purposetalkradio.com website. The song that you just heard, our opening song and also our closing theme song, is called I Am Who I Am. It is by the group True Trinity. And that is Rachel Martinez, Jillian Clark, and myself. And, you know, we just created this songwriting trio one day while we were at the Posse Music Awards. And some of you have heard about it and know that the mission of this show, as well as our songwriting group, is for positive music and inspirational pieces that help all of us find a better way of life, find our mission, serve our purpose, and be a part of the world on a higher vibration than it might be otherwise. Let's see, what other things? If you would like to sponsor a show, be a guest on a show, suggest a guest, you can do that by going to our website. And there are tabs and buttons that you can hit to get that information as well. And I think, oh, that's pretty much it today on our information. I am going to bring in our guest and have her say hello before I actually introduce her to you. And as I said, our guest today is Dawn Katzen. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I would have to match that. I am doing great myself.
Awesome. I am trying to pull up your bio as we speak. I know it was nice and short. Almost.
Yeah,
kidding.
Well, you know, I'll tell you a really funny story. When I first started going to college, I was writing my first paper. And I had friends that were like juniors and seniors in college. And so the paper, it was supposed to be 2 pages long, and I could not for the life of me figure out how to make this information spread out over 2 pages. And my college friends who had much more experience, they're just like, oh, my God, what I wouldn't give to be able to say anything in just 2 pages.
Ah, yes. Did you go to journalism school by chance?
You know what? I did not go to journalism. Very close to broadcasting.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. That's why you can do your show so well when you're on the air.
Thank you.
I had a print piece, so, yeah, it was the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, now I have worked with online media. I did work for an online magazine. So you know, we've treaded similar territory.
Yes. And I guess we will be talking a little bit more about that later today, too, because there's some other things that are our paths are crossing in various worlds. So
yes, they are, Cindy. And boy, you're either going to love me or hate me.
Uh-oh. We've had things decided like the last 10 minutes before the show, so it's going to be interesting. This is probably going to be a little more of a mutual interview, so we'll see what happens.
You know, I was going to say, the funny thing is that I am most comfortable in the interviewer's seat, and okay. And you wrote something that absolutely fascinated me, and I've just got to run with it.
Okay. Well, okay, we'll get to that in a minute. I will tell you folks a little bit about Dawn. You've heard some of it, and I'm going to sneak a few things in here that I know about her that she didn't put in her bio either, so we'll see how that goes. But Dawn is a spiritual and intuitive counselor. She uses her psychic and mediumship skills to bring clarity, healing, and growth to those who are ready, and that's probably the key word for a lot of things here.
Mm-hmm.
Combined with her abilities, Dawn has been studying the effects of love on people's lives over 11 years, and effectively incorporates her findings into her readings, making them a truly rewarding and fulfilling experience. I know she also has her own radio show that she does with Christina Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
And
Leanne Thomas.
And Leanne Thomas. Okay, I know the names have changed a little bit in what it is, so you can share that as well. And when you air that, if you'd like to do that real quick.
Sure. You know what? We do Intuitive Connections, which is on 4 o'clock every Friday on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
And that is with psychic mediums Christina Nelson and Leanne Thomas, who happen to be the dynamic duo cousins of the psychic world.
Ah, there we go. Okay. So you can listen, you can hear a little bit more about Dawn on there, and you can go from that. So let's see. My first question that I ask all of our folks is very simple. This is a purpose show. So, yes,
yep.
You're a psychic. Yes, you're an intuitive. What brought you to the realization that this was your purpose?
You know what? The actual understanding that psychic abilities or mediumship abilities, that's on the newer spectrum for me. What I have known for a long time is that I've had a lot of life experiences. You know, I'm going to quote something from the Ya-Ya Sisterhood, one of my favorite movies. And it says, if my child was easy, I would have nothing to write about. And I'm going to say, if my childhood was easy, then I probably wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today. And so one of the things that I did notice, having grown up, you know, in a very abusive situation, and then as a teenager, starting at the age of 14, I dropped out of school. I drank and did drugs every day. I was a very angry person, and, you know, I was following a pattern that most abusive people follow, is that I was also becoming an abuser. And when I was about 22 years old, I had started at 14, and it took me to about the age of 22. All of a sudden, I woke up one day, and I had a hangover, and I had been drinking and doing cocaine the night before, and I woke up one day, and I was like, you know what? This has got to stop. Time to end this. I have to stop it. And, like, something just inside my head just snapped. It just woke up, and it was just like, it's time. And after that happened, it just everything seemed to open up for me. I was able to move away from where I lived, and I was able to go live in San Francisco for 4 years, and I had a friend to let me stay with them, and I got a job, the best paying job I had ever had up until that age. And so everything was working out for me to be up there, but then I still kept hearing a knocking in my head that there's something more I have to do. It's time to wake up. And I literally heard the words in my head, wake up, wake up, wake up. And so at that point, I just went to one of those magazine racks that they have on the corner, and they have like a whole listing. I think it's called Spiritual Awakenings. It's still out there. And I went through and I saw a picture of somebody, and I was like, I think that's the person I was supposed to go to. And I really didn't know a lot about spirituality. But when I went there, You know, the first couple of times I thought it was about learning how to do channeling or how to, you know, how to do a divine dance to the goddess, which was really funny that I would ever go to somebody for that. And but I quickly came to realize that the reason why I was there is because I was tired of hurting and being hurt, and that this person would be able to offer me the tools to help me to start healing myself. And the moment that I was able to turn myself around, and it took a lot of work, but the moment I was able to start turning myself around was the moment that I realized that I could do this and help other people, and that was my purpose.
Wow. Goes from, you know, sometimes they say a rags to riches, and sometimes they say down in the ditch too.
You know,
further.
Yeah. And then, I mean, there was plenty of more experience. I mean, that's the really easy abridged version of it. And, you know, so I did study for 4 years in San Francisco. And then I moved from San Francisco and moved back to Southern California. And, you know, I'd found the person that, you know, I thought was the love of my life. And I totally loved being with them. The only problem was that they were very science-based and they were agnostic. And so they really didn't believe in God, and they didn't really believe in angels, and they really, you know, they didn't believe in a lot of things. They loved me for who I was and my spirituality, but they didn't believe in it. And so what I had done was, in order to stay in that relationship, because, you know, I thought I was so in love, I turned my flame down. And I did that for about 7 or 8 more years. And then, so, you know, kind of bringing us up to date, it would be about 12 years ago, actually, that I actually encountered somebody who was communicating with angels and communicating with Christ, and I was reading some of their writings, and it just woke me up again, and it made me just come back with an absolute passion and vigor to continue to heal myself. But now it was time for me to also take what I've learned and start helping other people.
Okay. So here's the question that comes up a lot.
Okay.
And I've asked other psychic people the same question. You know, how you get the spirituality piece, the religion, whatever that your belief system is, and traditional religions, spirituality says you can't be psychic. You can be prophetic. You can have a gift of prophecy. How do you match those two? How do you answer that for them?
You know what? And you know, I was raised Catholic, and I left the Catholic faith because I couldn't find an understanding for why I was so abused in there. There wasn't an answer that could satisfy me, and it just didn't seem right. And so I did leave that faith or that belief. But here's what I have to say as far as religion is that if we truly believe that the last prophet is somewhere in the Bible, then that means God stopped talking to us.
Ah.
And that is not true. That I cannot believe. That I cannot co-sign on. And why would God ever stop talking to us? Why would God ever stop loving us? Why would he just hand us this book and then leave us? That makes absolutely no sense why God, from the time of creation all the way up until the time of the Bibles, was talking, had prophets, had, you know, I mean, and there's so many texts that aren't even in the Bible, but why would he just stop?
Yeah, I tend to believe the same thing, especially since, you know, Christ said, I will leave you with a Holy Spirit. I will leave you with a messenger. I will leave you with the angels, all of that stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, and so I it's just that, you know what, it's not that God stopped talking to us. It's not that the angels stopped talking to us. It's not even that Christ stopped talking to us. It's that, you know what, they managed to find a way to control us and to create a separation or a barrier between us and God, or between us and God. And once they can control that, then they can control us, because now the only way we can have any type of hope or salvation, if we even need salvation, which I don't think we do, the only way you can do that is through them. And, you know, whoever them happens to be that's telling you that God stopped talking. Because if you say today, I'm a modern day prophet, well, that's not going to go over very well, because people believe, you know, people bought into an idea that God stopped talking to us. Why aren't there modern day prophets? I actually say there are.
Well, and, you know, and some of the spiritual religions say, you know, that we are, you know, a prophet as well, that we are like Christ, that we are, you know, born of the divinity as well. And I tend to look at that as well, as part of my own spirituality.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there is no separation between us and God. And so now, if I was to move away from what people have been told or what religion has taught, then come into today, and for me, my own personal experience, there is no separation between myself and God. There's no separation between myself or Christ or angels or the Holy Spirit. There is no separation between us. Do we have, you know, do we occupy different space? Yes, we do, but we're all still connected.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Something to think about. Interesting. So, okay, so you said you took some classes. How did you come to, you know, this realization of this was your path specifically, though, as opposed to, I don't know, an engineering career or medical or something?
Well, you know what? It's kind of like what you said. You know, I was a broadcasting major. Little did I know that being a broadcasting major was going to be part of me living my life's dream and living my life's purpose. I had no clue at the time. And actually, when I went to do broadcasting, I wanted to be behind these scenes. I wanted to do production. And because I wanted, and I'll be, you know, it took me a long time to come to this realization. I wanted to hide. I wanted to be involved in it. I wanted to be near it. I wanted to have my big toe in the pool. But I was scared to dive in. And you know, it has to do with the voices, you know, the other voices I heard in my head, because we have a couple of different voices. And I had the voices in my head that kept me from, you know, sitting there going, why not be on air? Why not be a reporter? Because I worked in news. And so it was like, why not be a reporter? Why not be an anchor? You know, why not do those things? And fear always snuck in. So fear has been a huge challenge for me in my life. As far as when, you know, when did I realize, you know, I think I would probably have to say when I really made the decision that this is what I wanted my life to be about, is probably when I started losing things in my life. And, you know, I had a domestic partner who had died of cancer. And one of her last things that she had ever said to me was, you know, just be happy. Just be happy. And whatever that means to you, just do it and be happy. And this was a day or two before she had passed away. And this was also the same person who was agnostic. This was also the same person who didn't want to believe in God. And little did I come to find out, the problem was, it's not that they didn't want to believe in God, but they believed that God didn't believe in, she believed God didn't believe in her because she was gay.
Okay.
Because that's what she had been taught. And so her lack of belief in God was because she had been taught that we had a hateful, vengeful, judgmental God that was going to send her to hell. And so it's a little hard to believe in that. And so so part of it had to do with when she passed away, but also when she had cancer, it was really through talking with God and talking with angels that I really came to understand love, that I just came to understand it in such a way, and also to understand that, you know what, sometimes we don't know what the plan is, but how do we look at the plan with as much love as possible? Because I wanted to be mad and stuff. She was 32 when she was diagnosed. She was one of the most amazing people I'd ever met. And so I was really angry, but luckily enough, I had a very strong foundation in love, and I had a very strong and close connection to God and to Christ and to the angels, and that really helped me make it through all of this. It didn't take away my anger, but it let me know that it was okay to be angry, and I got to talk to God about being angry. And so those were, you know, yeah, that's one of those things people don't know. You can cuss out at God. It's okay. He can take it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm doing it now.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. It's okay to sit there and go, what the fuck are you doing?
Thanks. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Sorry about potty mouth. Sorry. But you know, it's okay to do that. It's okay to be real with God, because you know what? Whether you say it or not, He knows you're thinking it.
Right.
That's the cool part about God, is that you don't actually have to say anything. But when you open up that line of communication and you sit there and actually realize that you can have a conversation with God, you'll start seeing the answers. You'll start hearing the answers. And maybe you won't hear it directly from God, but you will hear it from your spirit guides. You will hear it from the angels. You will hear it from people that are around you. And so that was probably at that point in time when I realized that, you know what, I want to stop messing around with my life, and I want to really start living this purpose, because it is precious and it certainly can be short.
Mm-hmm. We have a couple of people in the Blog Talk chat room, and one of them, you know, well, Intuitive Connections came back with, God has big panties, he can take it. So I
thought
I had to share that. So yeah.
Yeah, that is absolutely brilliant. And so you know, so yeah, so it wasn't like there was one event that happened that made me wake up to this. And actually, I fought it pretty well. But you know, it did. Those were things that started happening that made me start realizing that, you know what, I am most happiest when I am helping people. I am most happiest when I'm sharing the things that I'm passionate about, and love and truth and purity and talking about Christ and talking about God. That is me ignited. That's me on fire. That is when my if I sit there and say my soul sings, which it sings a hell of a lot better than the real physical dawn. That's me when I feel like I'm living my life's purpose. And it took me, you know, a pretty long time to get here. But that would probably be where it really started from. You know, I had studied way before that, but it was that event that made me realize, you know what, I really do want to start living this and doing this. And then once the moment you make that decision, things kind of fall in place for that to happen. And it wasn't much longer after that where, I was also doing photography, which was something that was a passion of mine, something I never would have done before, because I used to work a corporate job in LA, and I used to commute an hour and a half to work my 8 hours, commute an hour and a half to 2 hours home, got home and, you know, went to bed every night. And then on the weekends I hung out with my friends and stuff, but you know, I had a very distracted life. There really wasn't a lot of time for spirituality, just because by the time I got home, I was exhausted. So I like to think of those years as the distracted years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they were, you know, I did well though. I did distracted very well. I had my, you know, I had a beautiful 4-bedroom house and 2 brand new cars in the driveway, and that's what I thought that's what I thought my worth was.
In the material versus.
Yeah, I thought it was in the material world. And I also grew up with a family that supported that belief that, you know, you're good if you, you know, the way you've done good or the way that you're a good person is, how much do you own? What do you got in the bank?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of job do you do? How much do you get paid? It had nothing to do with how do you feel at the end of the day. That wasn't part of the equation.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, and I'm sorry, I'm kind of going off on answering, answering your questions.
Okay.
So it was kind of those events that led, you know, that led me to start realizing this is what I really want to do for a living. And then at one point in time, I ended up going out with somebody else, and we started what was called Soulgineering Magazine. And Soulgineering is the art of engineering your life to be more aligned with your soul. So
we started. I got the idea about engineering when I said you didn't want to go to school for engineering. Okay.
Yeah, I went to a different engineering school. But a lot like your Purpose Talk Radio, I started Soulgineering Radio, and this is where there's a lot of similarities. The idea of Soulgineering Radio was the guest had to give people resources that were going to help them reconnect or grow back to their soul. So whether it was physically taking care of themselves, mentally taking care of themselves, emotionally taking care of themselves, or spiritually taking care of themselves. And at the end of every show, you had to give people 3 takeaways, something that they can start doing that day to change their lives. So that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of similarities between us. And I think the first part of understanding your gifts is that strong desire to want to help others. And it becomes so strong that it's all you can think about. And I think when you get to that point, when you sit there and say, you know what, my life is really, like, that's what makes me happy. Whenever I can give back to somebody else, that's what makes me happy. And I think once you can reach that point and once you can overcome whatever barriers are keeping you from getting there, that's when the true magic starts happening. And that's when the gifts, you know, and this is how it happened for me. It happens differently for other people. But I have a feeling you're a lot like me.
Yeah.
And so that moment when you sit there and say, you know what, every Monday I'm going to dedicate 3 hours, you know, or, you know, 3-4 hours a week, because you do so much behind the scenes to even have your show. Mm-hmm. When you sit there and say, I'm dedicating this kind of time just because I want to help other people, and you're not even asking for anything in return. And I think that's when they start giving you more and more gifts and tools to allow you to help other people. Then comes the transition from providing resources for people to actually becoming the resource.
Okay. Can you explain a little bit more about that?
So when I had Souljourneering, I had a lot of people on, and then whenever I would have people that were on there talking about spirituality, I'd be like, you know what, I agree with you, I think the same, but you know what, I'm going to add to that a little bit. And so I started becoming a resource for people to start changing their lives. Then when I went, I moved to North Carolina for a year, and that's when the true magic happened in my life, because I actually took myself out of the everyday rat race, and I went to go work for Own Times Magazine. And while I was there, you know, I was working. I managed the writers community, which had about 200 writers in it. And so I was working with all these people whose their only job, all they wanted to do in this world, was to write and help other people. And so I was kind of like, at that point, I was like, you know what, I'm going to be the helper to the helpers. And that's what I did. But then when I was there, I also started opening myself up to having my own experiences. And I started listening closer to the voices in my head. And then it got to the point where the experiences were so cool and so outrageous that I was just like, you know what? I can't be making this up anymore. The stuff that's happening in my head, this has to be real. Because my mind is not that creative. And once I started realizing that there was other things at work here and other things trying to wake me up, that's when I started waking up to really understanding my psychic abilities and really sitting there saying, you know what, this really is happening, and now I'm going to work on allowing it to happen. And that's the thing. We all have psychic abilities. It's just a matter of when are we going to allow those abilities to wake up.
So were you getting those to help the people that were in that magazine at the time, or were they just all over everywhere?
You know what? They were to help me. I'll give you an experience. I'll tell you the craziest one, because nothing will sound crazier after this. I'll sound pretty normal once I share this experience. So it was the night before Thanksgiving Eve, and I had actually called into my first medium show, and it happened to have been, which is really funny because now I have a show with them, but it happened to have been with Christina Nelson and Leanne Thomas. And it was the first time I had ever actually even spoken to a medium and had anybody do mediumship for me. And they were talking about how much love they felt surrounding me. And when they were talking, I could actually feel what they were talking about. And I could feel that, oh my God, like I have more relatives on the other side than I do here. And all of a sudden, it's like somebody just opened up my heart, and there was so much love that was surrounding me and pouring into me. And the thing was, it's like this. I think this was there all the time. I just didn't know it was there. So while I'm feeling alone and feeling sad that my family's on the other side, my family that's on the other side is trying to send me all this love and letting me know that they're always there for me. They're always trying to lift me up. And so I felt it for the first time. And that night when I went to sleep, and it's such a funny dream. That night when I went to sleep, and actually this was not a dream, but it happened while I thought I was dreaming. What had happened was I was sleeping, and then all of a sudden I woke up and I was in a hospital room. And I'm in this hospital room, and there's a whole bunch of people I see in there, and they start coming into focus. And the hospital room is full of my female relatives that have all passed on. So it was my mom, my grandmother, you know, both grandmothers, both my great-grandmothers, some aunts that I had. And it was just filled with all the female, you know, females in my life. I'm not sure why they had to be females, but they were. And there was so much love in that room, and I was feeling the same love I had felt when Christina and Leanne were giving me the reading. And then all of a sudden, a nurse walks into the room, and she's just like, you know, Dawn, we're going to give you your shot and you're going to die. And I'm like, what? And like, we're going to give you a shot and then you're going to die. Do you want to know what happens? And I'm like, no, I don't want to know what's going to happen. Are you kidding? And the whole time my family is like trying to send me love and support, and they're just like, it's okay, don't be scared, it's okay. And I'm like, but she's going to give me a shot and I'm going to die. And mind you, at that time I was completely petrified of death. Even though I know what happens on the other side, I was still very scared of it. I was actually scared of the physical act of dying, not necessarily what happens or where we go, if that makes sense. So I'm still in this dream, and the next thing I know, I pick up the phone, and the phone dials out, and it dials to one of my aunts that's actually alive, and she's like, Dawn, and she's from back east, so I have to say it like this. She's like, Dawn, what's the matter? And I said, you know what? I said, I'm at the hospital, they're going to give me a shot, and I'm going to die. And she's like, it's okay. Do you want to know what's going to happen? And I'm like, are you guys all crazy? I don't want to die. And they're like, but it's okay. Don't worry about it. Do you want to know what's going to happen? I'm like, no. And the next thing I know, the nurse comes in and she gives me the shot. And I'm like going kind of panicky. And the next thing I know, I just kind of start calming down. And my family is surrounding me and they're encircling me. And it's like I'm being hugged by all my family members. And the next thing I know, I feel these huge hands. They were so heavy, these huge hands on my shoulder, and then all of a sudden they ripped something out of me. Like I was going and I knew I was about ready to die, and then something got ripped out of me. The next day when I woke up a different person. And what I felt like had happened in that dream that I'm not going to call a dream, what I felt like happened is that all these things that were clogging up my energy, all these things that were preventing me from vibrating at a higher rate, they'd all been removed from me. And once that happened, it was like all of a sudden, like the voices in my head became loud and clear. My being able to feel other people became stronger. And so it was literally like something had literally been taken out of me and cleaned up. And it was just me, and I was able to just do my work and just vibrate at a higher level. And not saying that everybody has to have that kind of experience, but those are the type of experiences that can happen. That happened to have been the one experience that really, like, oh my God, something. I woke up the next day and I knew I was a different person. Something inside of me had completely changed. Still took me quite a while to decide that I was going to do psychic or medium work. But it did take quite a long time for me to come to grips with that.
You know, I think that's why a lot of people turn to psychics or mediums or fortune mm-hmm. tellers or whatever they want to call them, is because they want that magic instant bullet snap. It's going to my life is going to change, and I'm going to have this instant answer of what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, and here's
not
the,
really
here's
what,
the thing.
What it is.
Exactly. Here's the thing. That was just one event of what happened, but it took me 20 years of experiences to get to that event.
Okay.
So it wasn't something that happened overnight. Just that was the most profound. And I know I used to think that, you know what, when God speaks to you or when your angel speaks to you or your spirit guide speaks to you, I was expecting the loud, booming, thundering voice from the heavens above.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out that they just kind of talk in a soft whisper sometimes.
Yeah. They sit in the back seat and
yep.
lean over once in a while and say, oh, by the way, turn left.
Exactly. that's exactly what it was. Because all along, I kept hearing, now up until that point, now I've had these experiences my entire life, or this sense of a knowingness. Or a sense of being able, that really kind of like, you know, acute sense of sitting there just going, you know what, that person's not being totally honest with me. Little did I know that I was picking up on how they were feeling or that I was able to be an empath. Didn't know those things. And it's because it was so quiet and so subtle that I, again... And it's not that it was even – actually, you know what? Let me rephrase that. It wasn't even so much that it was so quiet or so subtle, but I had in my mind how this was supposed to happen. And in my mind, it was supposed to be the booming voice from heaven. But what it really was somebody just – it's kind of like somebody sitting, you know, that's always right next to you, just kind of just going, okay, exactly. He said, turn left here.
Mm-hmm.
Turn left here. Try that. Try this. Why do you feel this way? It speaks to you, but it's not the big booming voice that we all think it to be. And it's kind of like it would actually be, you know, the perfect time for me to ask you, because you are just starting to come into to acknowledging that you also have these abilities. I'm sure if you think about it, you've had them all along. What is starting to wake you up and have you realizing that, wait a minute, there's something going on. There really is a voice telling me to turn left.
It's kind of being around people that are already there. And it's finding that there's a kinship and there's a connection. And, hey, I want to just connect with these folks. You know, yes, did I have it a long time ago? I think so, because I always knew I knew stuff without knowing how I knew it. As a kid, it's like, yes, there was a high intelligence, but there were other things. You know,
mm-hmm.
I knew whatever, simple things sometimes. But as I grew up, it was, you know, because I was a kid, I didn't have a right to know that or to speak it or to be part of expressing it.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of kids grow up that way. And the other thing I understand about kids is that they're actually more intuitive often than adults are, because they're coming out of that level.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I guess, I've been around, I had a minister who was a medium, is a medium and psychic, and got to talking to her and was kind of seeing some things before they were occurring with her, but even more when Jan Revelle was doing this show.
Okay.
You know, she used to do readings. She used to do card readings for every show.
Okay.
And then if there was time at the end, she'd open the phone lines up. Well, what happened is that I periodically would have something that I wanted to throw in. And I tell her about it later, and she's like, well, why didn't you say that?
Oh, my God, Cindy, that totally happened to me. Oh, my God, that is so – okay, I just wanted – like, that is so funny you said that, because that was happening to me.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like, okay, well, all right, next time I get something, I'll tell you. Well, and, you know, it was like a month later before anything came up, or, you know, or there's just little thing going, that person's not telling you something here. There's more to the story. Or occasionally I'd come up with this long thing, and as before I finish writing it, she's saying it. And,
yeah.
You know, I have to hit send, and it's like, oh, my God, look at this. You know, and I told her, I said, do not, first of all, don't use anything if it doesn't feel right to you. You are the reader. I am not. I'm just here. I'm in the background. I'm monitoring your calls. I'm doing, I'm not here, you know, but it's, and, you know, gratefully she didn't, you know, but now I've been listening to Chris at Curious Times because of you and Christina, and I know Dan jumps in there once in a great while. But most of the two of you, and again, our friends on Facebook, Mo Garcia, and these people who are involved with this and have been comfortable with it, and I just connected, and it's like, oh, there's a show every night, and it's like it feels like home over there. It's like a cheers.
Exactly,
on the air.
Yeah.
And I'm like, years ago, like you, I was raised Catholic and thought, was told, oh, no, this is wrong. This is, and then I went into the mainline Christian, and it's like, that's wrong. And I'm like, why? You know, I didn't do a confession because I thought, why do I got to talk to a person when I could talk directly to God and say, hey, I screwed up here. I'm sorry. You know, show me some way to be better. Go ahead.
Exactly. No, you know what? I'm sitting here, and like, if my mic was better, you would have heard my jaw just hit the floor. Because this really is very reminiscent of how I was. Because I, you know, when I was a child, one of my favorite places to go, not because I wanted to hear sermons or hear the priest or anybody like that, I just love how it felt to sit inside a church. And, of course, Catholic churches are so, I mean, they're just beautiful. And I love the way that they feel. But I couldn't stand the idea of confession. I could not stand it. I'm just like, God knows already. And, you know, the other thing, and this is kind of, a little bit off of it, but I totally get what you're saying. When, I was 7 when I made my communion, and before you can make communion for the first time, you have to go to confession because you got to be kind of clean before you take in the body of Christ. And so I remember now as a child, I was very abused. So, I didn't do things that were going to get me beat. And so that pretty much keeps you in line with following the commandments.
Yep. Yep.
And so I remember sitting there just going, waiting my turn to go into confession going, but you know what? I don't use God's name in vain. And even as a child, I just always loved God. And I even was able to differentiate that God was not religion. Like there was like two different beings because the God that I knew was like I just loved him. And I say him for lack of any other, but
right.
I just can't say it. But, I just had this profound love and this safety and this security. Like, no matter what was happening to my physical body, I was okay because there was God. And so God was a separate entity for me. But I remember sitting there waiting to go into confession, and I would just be like, I have nothing to say. Like, I didn't do anything wrong. And if I did, God already knows about it. And so I went into confession, and I made the conscious decision to lie.
Oh, go into confession and lie.
I went into confession and lie because I didn't think you could go in there and tell them, you know what, I'm looking at these Ten Commandments, and really, I don't break them because I'm too scared to break them. And so I'll never forget it. I went in and lied.
So then you had something to confess. I just lied in the confessional to you.
Exactly. And now, but you know what? It was a lot easier it felt a lot easier to go in there and lie than the punishment for that would be less than to go in there and say, I really don't think I've done anything wrong.
Yeah. Because the implication was that all kids do something wrong.
Yeah, well, you kind of don't get a break. I mean, when you're born with original sin, I mean, you're pretty screwed. You're pretty screwed from the get go.
Mm-hmm.
Which I mean, and I'm going to tell you something very interesting that Christ has said, and we can talk about Christ if you want. But something that Christ said is that we're actually not born with original sin. We're born with original love.
Okay.
And what original love is that moment that our soul goes into our body and that we are born, we are kissed by God, and that is when we are given all of our gifts. Because our gifts are God's gift to us. That's why they call them gifts. And for some reason, I feel I can buy that a lot more than I can buy the idea of an original sin.
Well. And that makes a lot of sense, I guess. I grew up kind of fearing God, just again because of that upbringing.
Well, yeah.
It's changed.
Who wouldn't?
It's changed. Yeah, God's going to punish me for this. I'm going to go burn in hell because of whatever. And it's not just Catholics. There are a lot of spiritual beliefs that do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not knocking religion, just to clarify with anybody listening.
At all.
It's not a knock of religion. It is for, at least for us, the two of us at the moment,
mm-hmm.
and anyone who wants to chime in, you're welcome to. But it is a spiritual journey, and it's what you believe and what you can understand in your own life to bring you to what you are, where you are right now. So
uh-huh.
none of it's knocking it. I bless the days that I spent in Catholic school and everything else. It brought me fully to where I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
I love the upbringing that I had a spiritual uh-huh. faith to grow up with. So.
Well, and you know what? Sometimes, I of course, I still have a lot of family members that are Catholic, and you know what? They do a lot of really great things.
Yes,
they really do. They are very involved in their church. They're very involved in their community. They volunteer their time. They're very altruistic. And a lot of them, especially now, a lot of them are just kind of like, they like the sense of community, but they don't necessarily, they're not you know, they're not necessarily so hung up on the, oh my God, Donna's gay, she's going to go to hell, and stuff, we better disown her, or maybe we should just stone her now. You know, so sometimes a person's religious, you know, the church actually brings out the best in people. So it's not, you know, it's not all bad. I know it sounds that way, that I'm talking that way, but just unfortunately I've seen a lot of where, you know, the church has gone wrong. And a lot of some really negative things that have come as a result of the church. But on the same token, it's also done very wonderful, wonderful things for people.
Right. And I agree with you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And I would just, you know, and one of, you know, a question that I would, you know, just kind of ask was, you know, why would God burn us? Why would he create us just to burn us?
True.
I mean, it's a very human nature, or it's a very human characteristic to think that God needs to control us, or for us to have to prove ourselves to him. God loves us already. His love isn't dependent on whether or not we love and follow some rules and stuff. We're his children. He expects us to act like children. Go out there, learn, bump your head.
Right, and that's said through all of Scripture, through all of time, through almost every spiritual path as well. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm going to break a little bit out of this for a second. I want to let people know what I didn't before is there are two chat rooms open. One is on the Blog Talk Radio, and there's a bunch of folks over there, and I love it. And, you know, one of the comments that came back again, of course, the unconditional love of God. So, you know, that's what we're talking about. And the unconditional love of people, which is the other piece of what we're talking about now, including ourselves as we listen to these voices and we get an understanding for ourselves of what we're supposed to be doing in this world. So.
Mm-hmm.
The other discussion is on the Facebook page at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. I've been trying to bounce over there a little bit, but I'm enjoying the conversation. So you're welcome to put things in there today or during the week. If you listen to the archives of the show, that chat is open all week long. And then we also have, if you wish to call in, ask questions,
mm-hmm.
Be part of the discussion. You can do that, and the phone number is 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Unfortunately, Sharon told me that she did lose a call or two when she tried to put people back on hold, so please do call. I know one was and so if you call in on Skype or on the phone, you just press 1 when you get through, and we'll try to pick up the call. But one of our callers is asking about her spiritual journey.
Sure, so let's do it.
Into that, I'm going to pick up Kathy here and let her join us in the conversation. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Kathy.
You have a question for Dawn.
I would like to know about my spiritual journey.
Okay.
I've been working on it for, I shouldn't say working, because
it's
not
it, right?
Really that hard work.
You already knew I was going to say something before I even see it. That's your intuition.
Yeah, I know. I keep, I need to change that word.
Okay, what would you like to know about your spiritual journey?
Which way I should be going?
Okay, and you express yourself through creativity?
One
like
of the
art?
Things I do. Yeah.
Okay. Art. And like a painter.
Jewelry.
Jewelry. Okay. Because I'm seeing your hands and your that you're definitely a creative. And you know what? Let me ask you. When you are creating your jewelry, rather than I'm going to let you actually answer this question for yourself. All right. And then I'll give you some guidance and insight into this. When you are creating your jewelry, how does it make you feel?
It makes me feel happy.
Mm-hmm. Do you go someplace? Like, do you drift off?
Not really.
Not really? You're very in the moment with it and very conscious with it?
Pretty much.
Pretty much? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then let me ask you something, because why is there an unhappiness surrounding that?
Oh, probably because so many people make jewelry, and every time I go do a show, it's like there's no money in it. so I kind of stopped doing it. Nothing has ever sold on the website.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So basically what's happening is you have this beautiful gift, and you have a creativity, but your thoughts are and I know you're going to sit there and say to me that, you know what, but this is what's happening. Because what I also want to do is I want to also see if we can change the thinking around it. Because I could very easily say to you, you know what, look how many psychics there are out there nowadays. Everybody is psychic. Everybody is a medium. I'm hearing people say it.
Right.
But there's something very divinely guided about your jewelry. And it's going to resonate with people. When you explain your jewelry, or when you have somebody put on your jewelry, let the intuition explain to you, let your intuition of what that jewelry is going to mean to that person
mm-hmm.
be the explanation that you give them. Open people up to what you felt when you created it. When you start creating your jewelry, start asking the angels to come in and make it with you. Because
mm-hmm.
I guarantee. Yeah, they're with you. Just acknowledge a little bit more that they're with you and that they're doing this. What are they thinking? What are you feeling when you're creating that? And share that. Share the passion. Otherwise, it is nothing more than a piece of jewelry.
Well, now, last year I decided to, Reiki infuse it, since I do Reiki.
Okay. Okay, now can you custom Reiki this for somebody? Have you offered that?
No.
Maybe you should.
Maybe I should. That's a good
idea.
Maybe
you should, because you know what? This isn't, it's just become a piece of jewelry to you, and I can feel it because I'm also an empath, so I can feel you have a sadness and a heaviness surrounding your jewelry, which is something that should actually be having the absolute reversed feeling for you. This is your expression. This is your mode of creating something that you're going to put out there into the world. You will change the way somebody feels every time they look at this piece of jewelry. So infuse it.
Mm-hmm.
Infuse it with the angels. Infuse it with your feeling. Share the story of what you were feeling when you were creating that piece of jewelry. And then offer people the opportunity. What do you need help with? What do you want to feel when you wear this ring? And infuse it with Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
Offer that to them. But the what needs to happen here is not that you aren't meant to be successful at this. You just need to be reignited. Just be excited about it. And don't worry about what everybody else has already done or what everybody else is doing. Nobody can tell your story the way you tell your story. Nobody's going to create a piece of jewelry the way that you are going to create a piece of jewelry. That's what makes you different. Share your difference. Share what's going to be different about that piece of jewelry. And when you feel ignited about it, other people will feel ignited about it too.
I just have to get over the rejection part. You know, when somebody, it's beautiful, and then they walk away.
You know what, though? That's not a personal reflection on you. The right person will find the jewelry. When you talk to somebody and you have that ignition, you're ignited and you're sparked, and open yourself up to when somebody walks up to your booth, already start connecting with them. How do they feel? And connect with that feeling. If they're feeling a little bit apprehensive, or they're feeling a little bit, I don't know, like you're feeling some kind of hesitation, get them to start talking to you and opening up about you. Find out if that piece of jewelry is for them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have the opportunity or you have the way, especially because now you're letting me know that you can do this, if you feel somebody is walking up and you're feeling a heaviness about them, well, what can you offer them to infuse into that ring that can lift them up when they're feeling that way?
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just have to change my mindset, I know.
Okay. But even that, you're saying it with there's a heaviness again. And so,
yeah, you're right.
there's that heaviness again. So once you can clear on that, once you can get clear on that, and I'll tell you what I'm hearing right now is actually what you need to do is you need to sit down and make some jewelry and have the angels come in with you. Invite
okay.
them to come in with you because you need to feel, let them help you change the way you feel about the process. You are not making jewelry. You are making a gift.
Yeah, I think I've invited the guys, but I don't think I've invited the angels.
Yeah, guys are angels. It's all loving. All they
right.
have to offer us is love. And so that's part of what they need to do, because part of it is not only infusing that piece of jewelry with love, you're needing some love. You need a dose, you need a good shot of love.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's what you need. And I know I say love and it sounds all fluffy bunny and stuff like that, but loving yourself and believing in yourself when you're feeling that heaviness or you're feeling down, it's not easy. It's not easy.
No,
and also
my husband, because I've spent a lot of money on the business. So, of course, you know, that doesn't help when he was saying, just get rid of it all, you know.
Oh, my goodness. And you know what? Just tell him, you know what? Tell him, you know what? I can't share this or talk to you about this at this time because your energy is kind of bringing me down.
Right,
now, I want
right.
to stay feeling good about this because, you know what? When I'm feeling down or depressed or I have all this pressure on me, I can't sell a single piece.
Mm-hmm.
And so just tell, you know, like, just agree that at this point in time, you just can't talk about it.
Right.
You just can't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so let that part of it go. Try not to let his energy get in.
Just take your losses and just forget about it.
You know what? Tell him if he wants that, he can do that. You know, tell him, pick something that he does that with and then say it to him. You know what I mean? It's going to be, you know what, and you're bringing up a really good point. It's going to be very hard for you to flourish if that's what's happening. Because
that's
you're not,
one part, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's like it's worse than not getting any support. You're getting the negative. You're getting the negative support. So honestly, you have to figure out a way to how are you going to do this? How are you going to maintain that high vibration when you
mm-hmm.
have somebody around you that is not doing that? And you know what? Maybe you need to sit down and have a conversation with him. And before you have the conversation, kind of think about how you want to go into that conversation and tell him, like, look, it's I don't know, I can't do this with all of this weight on me. Let me do this and let me love this. Because, you know, ultimately, was he investing in your happiness and in your creativity? Did that
in the beginning he was, but then I started spending too much money.
Okay, well, tell him, you know what, you acknowledge that that it's been a lot of cost, you're going to work on that, but right now you do have these supplies and you do have these materials, so if we can, you know, that you will do your best not to spend more money at this time.
Right.
But you need to work on selling what you do have, and it's really hard for you to do that when you have this kind of negativity or pressure surrounding you. And ask him, just tell him, you know what, help me get back to loving this. Because once I love it, I can start selling it.
Oh, okay. I'll let him know that.
You know what? And I want to ask real quick, Cindy, what are you feeling?
Come on, Cindy.
All right. I'll give you two things because, one, there's some stuff that's been in the chat room that I want to share also. So
mm-hmm.
I want to share the chat room first, and then I want to add to it so I don't. For one or the other. One of them is that to make candles, let's see, what was it? To make candles and put the jewelry in it, like put it in the jar, so that you
mm-hmm.
that blessing on there. That's coming out of the chat room. Basically, soy candles are cheap. They're easy. You can put them together, make your own ideas, and to market yourself differently. So what I was feeling was, yes, take some of the jewelry that you have already and repurpose it. You might have to take apart
mm-hmm.
some of what you have to change the energy
mm-hmm.
that's in that. Because if you were making it when was not comfortable or when you had some negativity against it, it's going to continue to go out that way. So
yeah, a lot of those pieces I donate, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I don't want to take them apart, I sell them really reasonable.
But you're still sharing that
negativity
energy out there.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start all over like it's a brand new business.
There you go. But before you go in there, you need to kind of give your brain a brainwash, like a bath.
Right.
And let go of everything, all the baggage that you were hanging on to with that.
Yeah.
And just let it go. You know what? Just let it go. And I'm going to give you proof that this can work. Okay, so I want you to pick one of your favorite angels. They all do a wonderful job. Okay, so I want you to pick an angel that you want to work with. And what I want you to do is that every time you feel one of those thoughts coming into your mind, I want you to tell that angel, take this away from me. I don't want it. Take that thought. I'm not going to have it. Take this thought away from me.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And
okay.
I'm actually going to put this right here. I just pulled you a card, and you're not going to believe it. I can't make this up. It's so good. Okay. I just pulled you one of the angel cards, and it's angel therapy. So here we go. We have your angel. Archangel Raphael says, give your care
to the Lord. Oh, I love him.
Yes, there we go. Okay, so Raphael's hearing you, and he's like, look it. This is exactly what the card says. Give your cares and worries to us angels and allow us to take your burdens. Now, how good
uh-huh.
is that? Did you get the goosebumps? You should have gotten the goosebumps.
Yes, yes. he's one of my favorites.
Okay, so now we know who you have to talk to, and he's telling you, go ahead and give it on over
John?
To him. Yeah.
Before you do this, too, write down, Kathy, before you do this, like Don was saying, on the list of three, write a list of three things that you want your jewelry to do with each person.
Three things, okay. Mm-hmm.
And then start before you recreate your business so that every piece from here on out
mm-hmm.
follows
uh-huh.
those three things.
Okay.
Perfect, 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 perfect. Beautiful, beautiful. And
thank
so here's
you.
My proof. I'm going to tell you how strong this is. When I'm almost on my year of quitting smoking, and I was a pack-a-day cigarette smoker since the age of 14.
Wow.
And I'm not anywhere close to 14.
Neither am I.
Yeah. So you know what I'm talking about. So I did it, you know, for a very, 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 very long time ago. A year ago, I was inspired by Christina Nelson when she quit. And so I was just like, you know what, I'm going to quit. And my grandmother, who has passed away, she also used to be a smoker, a very heavy smoker, and it was her last dying wish with me was that I would quit smoking. And mm-hmm. so every time I felt, and now mind you, I sat there, I bought the patches, I had the patches for like a month, and I was like, finally, I was like, you know, okay, I'm ready to quit smoking. Put the patch on. I had the patch on for about 2 weeks, and then it kept irritating my skin, and I'm like, you know what, I don't even need the patch. Every time I felt that urge to smoke or I thought I was going to go crazy, because you do think you're going to go crazy, I thought I was going to go crazy or ballistic on somebody, I'd be like, Grandma, just take this away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Just take this away from me. Help me. Just take this away from me. And it wasn't a please or anything like that. I told her, look, this is what I need. I need you to take this away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it is. Tell Roth, when that doubt comes in, when that doubt...
Right.
Your fear comes in, just sit there and say, Raphael, you got to take this right now. Right now. And they're cool. They have, like Christina said from Intuitive Connections, my partner over there, you know, they got big panties. They can pull them up, and they can take it when you talk to them that way.
Mm-hmm.
They're here to help you. And so, you know what? You have tools now. Cindy gave you awesome advice. Cindy, is there anything you want to leave her with?
I think that's it right now.
Okay, you did terrific.
Yeah, thank you both. I appreciate it.
Feel good? You see, now I can
feel
tell.
Better.
I can tell. And you know what? I believe you because I can feel it.
Yes, yes.
Wow, thank you. And you know what? Keep us updated because I guarantee this is going to change your life. I promise.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks. Yeah, come on over to the chat room and let us know.
Okay.
Cindy.
Yes.
Cindy, 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 Cindy. You are so going to be ready to kick some butt on Wednesday night.
Thanks.
I'm so proud. I'm so proud of you right now. I'm so proud that you just whatever you heard, you just put it out there. Okay, who's next? Who's next?
Okay, we have, where did he go? 01 away. Well, yeah, it's not. So, you don't have a lot of people on this line. I don't believe this. Okay, folks, come on. You can call in. 347-205-9074. You know, people must be wanting to hear the interview because I know normally when reading is done, people are crashing these lines, and they're not today. So I don't know. Or they're not patient enough. I don't know which. So whichever one is, that's fine. I guess we're supposed to talk about something else.
Let's just go ahead and just keep talking. Either way, I'm totally open for it.
There you go. Okay, so how do you discern
I know this is a common question because I'm struggling with it. I've heard other people struggle with it. I've heard other psychics struggle with it. How do you mm-hmm. discern the difference between voices in your own head or something you create versus something that's God-given, spirit-given, angels, whatever, that's going to be, you know, I can think, let's see, today I'm over here and, you know, I think I'm not supposed to, I don't know, take out the trash or something because, you know, whatever. Maybe mm-hmm. the real reason is there's a raccoon sitting out there and there really is a reason for me not to take out the trash at that moment. Or maybe it's just me being lazy going, I want to go play Farmville or something. How do people discern that? Is there a suggestion that you have for that? Or how have you done it?
You know what? Pretty much the way that I discern it is a very strong knowingness. And especially if it kind of goes a little bit contrary to what I want to do. So I'll give an example. The other day I woke up, and sometimes I just get downloaded with a lot of information. And the information was information for me to share with somebody else, but I don't know this person too well. So part of me was just kind of like, you know what, I can't tell this person this. Because I just can't. And so, you know, my regular mind was fighting this because fear stepped in because I was worried about what they were going to think of me. And so I ended up sending him an email with all these suggestions that I had gotten and stuff. And even now I haven't heard back, so I still have the fear that's coming in. But there was a knowingness about this information. I 100% knew that the information was going to help them, and I 100% knew that I had to get over myself and give them the message. So I would say it's a very strong sense of knowingness. A lot of times when, you know, a lot of times it's kind of like you, and you'll just intuitively feel, you'll know when it's you being lazy. Sometimes maybe you might have to ask yourself, you know what, is this me being lazy or is somebody actually communicating with me? Give yourself a second to answer because it will answer you. And usually if you answer it before you finish the statement, that's usually when it's spirit driven.
Okay. So it's taking that time and being quiet as opposed to.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, you have to give them time to answer sometimes, even though they will answer very, very quickly. Especially when it's spirit driven, because when it's spirit driven, they already know what's going through your mind. They just need the opening to answer you. Because of free will.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's you, there's going to be the pause because you got to create the story.
Ah, that makes sense. Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it
so
does.
If you're sitting there and you're just like, you know what, I need to take out the trash. And before, like, the second you have that out or even before you finish it, something says, not right now. That right there is something that's protecting you and letting you know, like, you know what, okay, there's some reason why I shouldn't do it right now. If you sit there and say, you know what, I shouldn't take out the trash, and it's like, no, Farmville's over there. I've got to play Farmville. Or, you know what, I still have one more life on Candy Crush. I'll do it after the Candy Crush. And then you said, let's say at this point you're just like, you know what, was that divinely inspired that I don't go to the trash can, or is it me? If it was divinely inspired, it would be like, no, do not go to the trash can at this time. If it's your own mind, then it would be like, well, look, you really want to finish this one game. What's five more minutes? It's not going to hurt anything. Your mind will create a whole story. Spirit will not.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because spirit's instant, and it's not creating in the moment. Spirit already knows what spirit wants to tell us.
Exactly. Exactly. So if there's that pause, and all of a sudden the whole story starts getting created, and our mind is brilliant, it will make a story, like it will spin a story that is just amazing. And so when you start hearing that story playing, then you're just kind of like, oh, wait a minute, okay, that's just me being lazy. And then you have to sit there and say, am I going to give myself permission to be lazy, or do I really need to get off my butt and go take out the trash?
Okay. Good. And we have, we stalled long enough now that we have a couple more callers for you.
Yay!
Hey. So the first one here is Sherry, and she has a question for you about her past. Yes. Sherry, welcome to Purpose Talk Radio.
Hi, how are you, ladies?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. Good, good. Just listening to you. Enjoyable show.
Thank you.
Just what can we do for you?
Well, just kind of seeing if Spirit has any message for me while I'm attempting to go down my path.
You know, the first thing that I'm hearing is stop putting the brakes on, Sherry. Stop.
Okay.
Just stop.
Okay.
It's almost like it's putting the brakes on me. It's like, you know what? You are so in tuned and you so know what you're doing. Whatever that fear is that's stopping you from just going, just let it go.
Okay.
You have so much work to do. And it's not like this work is a burden. You are going to love every single minute of it. You just have to let yourself do it.
Yeah, and I have been putting the brakes on.
Yeah, just stop putting the brakes on. Stop. I hate to say this to you. Stop coming up with the excuses.
You're right.
Do the work that you came here to do. You know what you're supposed to be doing. And I'm getting you're an amazing psychic. You're an amazing medium.
Wow. Okay.
And you already know what you're supposed to be doing. What the question that I would have to have you asking yourself is what are you scared of? Why are you putting those brakes on? You're not going to fail.
Okay.
The failing is in the not doing.
Okay. And then I have a thing I'm going to be doing on Saturday. I think this is my major step. Do they see this as a huge step for me for what I'm going to be doing on Saturday?
Okay, so the first immediately it's this could be a major step for you, but you have got to stop putting the brakes on, because no matter what they put in front of you, if you put the brakes on, nothing is going to work out right.
Okay.
You're not giving them the opportunity to do their job and to help you, because the brakes are going on. So Saturday could be an amazing opportunity for you. It could be an amazing platform for you. And what they're saying is that they keep putting things in front of you, but you keep putting the brakes on it and putting the brakes on it, so nothing ever works out. But it's not because the opportunities aren't there. It's because your fear is bigger than your belief that you will succeed, that you are meant to do this. And you are meant to do this. It's what you came here to do.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do healing. I'm a Reiki practitioner. So I've had a room set up in my house. I've gotten that far. And then you're right. I kind of, something, self-doubt comes in. And everything halts. Well, now I have a group of friends, and we're putting the one lady organized a spiritual healing event. Uh-huh. And so I'll be one of the practitioners there. And to me, this is my step. This is my step out. And I guess I'm feeling like once I do that, then the brakes won't be there.
Unfortunately, it's the reverse.
Okay.
The brakes have to come off first.
Okay.
And then this can be the step.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying? The belief in yourself, the faith in yourself, the faith in your angels, the faith in your gods. The faith in your guides. That has to be there first.
Okay.
So when you walk into Saturday, let them walk in first. Even visualize it in your mind. They are walking in there with you. They are walking in there before you. They are doing everything to open up the road for you to come in and for you to be extraordinary.
Fantastic. Okay.
For you to feel, again, and here we go. It's like the passion's getting turned off because there's such a struggle and stuff. Saturday will be the launching pad, but it can only be the launching pad is if you bring your guides and you bring your spirits and everybody in with you. And you trust in yourself and stop putting the brakes on.
Put the ego on.
Exactly.
Yeah, put the ego to the side.
Exactly. And what I'm hearing is the word gusto. You got to go in there with absolute gusto.
Okay. Very good.
Uh-huh.
What are you saying?
Okay, Cindy, I want you to let's just hear what you're feeling.
Yeah.
When you said attempting your or trying your path, whichever word you used.
Mhm.
And Don, you may have to do something with this because I don't know that I can do it. Basically, what I felt was a collar wrapped around, not quite a choke collar, but like a cloth collar that was being pulled tighter.
Okay.
Like you're choking off your voice. And I don't know,
mm-hmm.
like I said, I don't know what that means or what it's supposed to be. Is it what you're saying every time you think of going on your path or doing what you're supposed to do? Is it what you're saying to yourself or what you're saying to somebody else? I don't know.
I think I have a lot of self-doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I know I do. And I've been trying to work on that, or I am trying to work on that. And
how about just take out the word trying and just say, I am working
yep,
on that.
I am, yes.
There you go.
Yes. I am working on that. And I've started yoga. I've been on that 3 weeks to more focus myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been doing a lot of starting meditation, really withdrawing into myself and trying to keep the outside out and be more focused on where I need to go. And I know it's down the path of becoming a healer.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, because the other thing, hold on for 1 second.
Okay.
You know what? It's so sometimes what happens is I'll start feeling what people are feeling, and immediately I feel like my and Cindy got right on. I feel like my throat is closing up, and I need like my throat's getting really dry, and I like felt the strong urge to be coughing,
mm-hmm.
which would be a way of trying to, and you would know this. It's trying to open up whatever is getting caught in there. And even still listening to you talk, I can't let you go yet because there's still, here we go with that heaviness feeling. You know, there's still a very strong feeling. And also understand that there's never a need to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because when there's a need, then it puts on that really heavy expectation. Sherry, do you want to do this?
Yeah, I do want to do it.
Okay. Then want to do it. Feel the and feel the excitement of wanting to do it, rather than
okay.
the heaviness of needing to do it.
Yeah. Do you feel
okay.
like you want to do it, or do you feel like you quote unquote have to do it?
Yeah.
Because you've said it somewhere along the line, because you've done this training or whatever.
No, it is something I want to do.
Okay.
I've always wanted to do it. I've always had quite a bit of doubt that I would ever accomplish it. To the
mm-hmm.
extent that I want to do it. And so, you know, yes, I put up the ego blocks, like you can't afford to do this full time.
Mm-hmm.
Where
mm-hmm.
are you going to find the time to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And so in my mind, this opportunity has presented itself. And to me, it's there to get me moving in that direction
mm-hmm.
and start opening the doors to show me, yes, look at this. Look what you can do.
All right, so here's I'm going to give you something to do. It's going to sound really, really silly. And I'm sorry, you're going to have
okay.
to do it. You're going to
okay.
have to do it. You know what? I need you to lighten up a little bit. So when I need to lighten up, that always means that there's some ABBA in my future. And because right now I just feel like everything is so, it's just getting, even as we're talking, it's just getting heavier and heavier and heavier.
Yeah, and my throat's getting tighter too as we talk.
Yeah, and so that's why I'm just like, you know what, we need to, see, I'm taking
so
on
mine.
Your feelings. We need to put on some music, we need to get up and move, and we need to sing, and we need to really just start moving that energy around.
Okay.
And just let go of all this stuff. I mean, just sit there. And again, let's pull a card for you. Let's give you an angel to work with. But I want everybody to kind of notice, too, there's a big theme going on today. There's a huge theme going on about this heaviness. And and all the fear that is surrounding it. And the thing is, you guys have such beautiful work to do. You know, and so I just wanted, I feel like we need to have an infusion of some love going on here, an infusion, and I know it sounds hokey, again, but I, for right now, love and bringing love into your purpose is a challenge for you.
Yeah.
Before
and sometimes
you, before,
I, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, before you read the card, you want some music. I'm going to play our theme, our 36 seconds of our theme song again. I want everybody to hold on, and I want you to hear the words of this song. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm just going to, I'm not even going to put anybody on hold. We're just going to play it.
Okay.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm going to be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Okay, so here comes we go, another one. You know, sometimes I just love angels. I really do. Okay, so we have Archangel Raziel, and he's telling us about spiritual understanding, and I love that you're doing the Reiki event, because it says, I am bringing you esoteric information and symbols, and helping you understand spiritual truths. Spiritual understanding, bringing you esoteric information and symbols. Mm-hmm. And
you
do
know,
you feel it?
When
I'm starting to feel you shift a little bit, Sherry.
Yeah. And I have noticed, too, the last few nights when I did my yoga, I've been seeing beautiful orbs, just absolutely beautiful orbs. As, you know, eyes open, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of times I see stuff with them closed, but this is open eyes, just gorgeous orbs while I'm doing it.
Wow, that is beautiful.
Yeah,
that is.
It was gorgeous.
Yeah, so there's a lot of beautiful things that are happening around you right now. And whatever it happened, and I'm going to tell you, I know exactly, what I feel it right now when it's happening. When I said, can you feel you're starting to shift? Immediately, I know a thought popped into your head that wanted to take that away from you. You need to get that voice in check. If you need to do anything, because you don't need to do this work. You want to do this work. But what you do need to do, and be harsh. Be harsh with it. Just sit there and say, you know what? No. Every time it comes button in, whatever it just said to you, I wish I could have stopped you right then and there and said, what did your mind just say to you? Because I know it happened. What did your mind just say to you when I said you're starting to shift and you're starting to feel a little bit different? And then all of a sudden, in popped your ego and gave you a little bit of a negative thought. And luckily, you...
Yeah, it was saying, no, you still feel it. And the next... thought was, no, you don't feel it. It's feeling less, my throat wasn't as tight.
Mm-hmm.
I was feeling lighter on the inside. So something tried to tell me, no, you're still feeling it. And then my mind said, no, you're not.
Cool.
Or my
yeah.
guide said, no, you're not. My mind tried to take over, but my guide said, no, you're not.
There you go. Cool. Y'all just,
perfect.
That's the only thing you need to do is kick that voice's butt. And mind you, that voice, it's there, your ego, it's there to challenge you. This is your challenge. This is the challenge that you are going to win.
Yeah. Okay. So, yes, you're right. It's the ego then that I'm up against.
Mm-hmm. It's called doubt, worry, and fear.
Mm-hmm.
All those little things that like to come in there and do what's called stagnating the soul.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All righty.
Very helpful. Very helpful, ladies.
Terrific.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. And I'll be back on hold. And anybody else who has already spoken to us, do me a favor and hit 1 so that I get you out of our chat queue and move you down in the list.
Mm-hmm.
And
perfect.
Feel free to come over to the conversations or go over to Dawn's page and put a message for her, thanking her for today. Thanks.
Thank you. Namaste, ladies.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay.
Cindy!
What?
You know what? I just have a little happy dance. I'm so proud of you. Just don't hold back.
Okay.
As crazy as stuff might sound, as crazy as it might sound, something I've learned from Leanne Thomas and actually Christina, because I remember one time sitting there, I did an event with Leanne. I'll never forget this. She's doing the mediumship, and she's like, who's got the gout? And the person, and it actually was funny, like three people had gout.
Oh,
wow. And we're like, who has gout nowadays? But she was talking to a person in particular, but they had gout, and these other two people were like, they had gout too. But so no matter how crazy, and she wasn't going to say it because it just sounded so crazy.
Okay.
So your job isn't to interpret what you're, you know, it's not to stop and put the brakes on it and be like, you know what, nah, I ain't saying that. You don't have that option. Just sit there and say, you know what, I know this is going to be crazy. Here we go. Bam.
Yeah, because it was like.
That was a Christina Nelson bam, if she's still listening.
She's over there hearing it. Yeah. Anyway. Well, we have three callers on here for you yet, so we're going to move on to the next one. How's that?
Fantastic.
You had something else you wanted to share with us? We have Jennifer. Jennifer, you've got some background. Can you shut down your speakers, please?
Oh, can you hear me?
I can now, yes. Great,
there
thank you.
Is it better?
Much better, thank you.
All right, hi, this is Jennifer Weller.
I was going to say, Jennifer, yes,
so.
You are moving.
So.
Yes, you are moving.
Yes, really, yay.
I'm getting to number four, so I'm going to say about 4 months. But go ahead. I digress.
Oh, well, that sounds awesome. That's awesome. Okay. All right. Well, if I start talking too fast, just tell me to slow down, because sometimes, you know, I get ahead of myself. But anyways.
It's okay. All right. I'm feeling a lot of heaviness. So happy energy.
The thing is, all right, I'm an empath, too, or really just sensitive to energies. Like,
yes.
People, places, and that kind of thing. And, like, you know, most of my life, until I did research, because I studied a lot, I've been plagued with the complex, like, oh, well, I care about these people or something more than, you know, they do me, or it's reciprocated. Because, like, if something good happened to them, I felt like it happened to me. Or,
okay.
But the same goes for, like, the bad. If something bad happened to them or they lost something, it literally felt like it was me, too. Or if they were sick or that kind of stuff. Also, like, crowded places, okay? I have the hardest time to the point where, like, you know, I'm, like, fighting for disability for, you know, I can't be in crowded places. It's just the energies and my anxiety. And, you know, they tell me it's if, like, anxiety, and every anxiety disorder in the book I've pretty much been diagnosed with. But it's just the energies from crowded places. Like, I cannot be in a Walmart.
Okay.
So, like, how do you tune that off?
You know what? This is one of those times. I think Leanne Thomas probably is one of the best people I think that I've ever heard explain how you turn this off. So, first off, I've spoken to Leanne about this. I would love to see a study done of how many empaths have anxiety or panic disorder.
Oh God, yeah, I heard about that too.
I would love to see a study on that, because I had panic disorder for years, and it would be the craziest stuff that would set me off.
Yes, me too. Absolutely, it could be anything.
Yeah, if a cloud goes in front of the sun and the room gets dark for a second, there I go.
Yes. Oh my God. Yep.
So sometimes you're picking up on energies that, because maybe you're not aware of it, but there might be energies that are surrounding you, and that unknown energy, because you don't see it, you don't know what it is, you're just like, what the hell was that?
Right.
And there you go. There goes the panic. There, you know, you get set off. The first thing I need you to do is that when this starts happening, I need you, because the first thing I felt when you started talking is immediately I feel like there's a cyclone or a tornado going off in your head.
Always, every day.
Yeah. And so that was the first thing that I felt, and it's a little overwhelming, and I'm not sure. I can understand why you would need disability, because that is unfunctionable. You can't function like that. So what needs to happen? And Christina, she's in the chat room, so I'm going to, yes, somebody did flush the toilet. So if Christina actually in the chat room wants to add on to this, I will certainly be happy to let that happen. One of the things that you need to do is you need to, first off, work on grounding your energy. I know you know how to do this. Okay.
Yes.
But you have to make this kind of like how you might, like I wake up every day and I have to go to the bathroom. Okay. You have to do this the moment you get up. You need to ground yourself. And you also need to, now, one of the ways I love it, you know, like, in, what's the, oh my God, I'm totally brain farting, The Wizard of Oz, there we go. You know how, like, the good
I'm going to mute you in between here, Jennifer, because there's a whole lot of background noise, it's just a little too much.
Okay.
And then we'll put you back on once you're done talking.
Perfect. So what there is imagine, I heard this in a class, and I think Leanne might have come up with it. But imagine yourself in this little plastic bubble, like the Good Witch from The Wizard of Oz, when she comes coming in, bouncing on the bubble and stuff. You want to put yourself in a plastic bubble like that, and you want to get clear that no negative energy. So we don't want to put negatives out there, but basically what we're going to do is we're going to stop that negative energy from getting into you. So what you need to do is be very selective of your words and say, you know what, I'm surrounding myself in this bubble and only positive energy can come through. Only positive energy can come through. Okay, and so hopefully that will start right there. So you need to really protect yourself in that bubble, and you declare only what kind of energy is going to come through. What kind of energy is going to come through, Jennifer?
Positive.
Only what kind of energy is going to come through?
Only positive.
Okay, we're not going to focus on any other kind of energy because we're only going to focus on only positive energy is going to make it through there. Now, Christine bringing up a really good point. This is something that her and Leanne, a lot of mediums have to do. They wear a piece of jewelry or a baseball cap or some kind of cap, or they wear something to signify the spirit that they are shut down. Now, with mediumship, that is something that you definitely want to do. You have a whole bunch of things that you kind of need to do. So when you get ready, head out the door to Walmart or wherever it is you're going. First thing you need to do, first off, when you wake up in the morning, you need to ground yourself, and then you also need to put yourself into that bubble. And what is the only kind of energy that's going to come through that bubble?
Positive.
There we go. Thank you. Okay, so we have our positive energy that's going to come through the bubble. All throughout the day, just start kind of getting used to seeing yourself in that bubble and just sitting there saying only positive energy is coming through that bubble. When you are leaving the house, do it again. There's no rules here. It's not like medication where you can only take it, you can only take 8 a day. You can do this all day long. Okay? So as an empath, you really need to protect yourself. As far as mediumship and also those kind of energies, then, you have to let them know when you're open for business and when you're closed for business. If you are closed for business, find something that symbolizes when you're closed or when you're open. Leanne wears a ring, and when she's open for business, she just changes the finger that the ring goes on.
Oh, that is such a good idea.
Yeah. Some people, they wear a bracelet, but then they take the bracelet off. Me, I'm a little forgetful, so I'd worried that I would forget where I left the bracelet. So, other things like that. And I'm going to check what Christina has to say, that you need a grounding tool, such as when you go into crowded, you wear a protection armor, a hat, a necklace, a watch, a ring, whatever works, love and light, and to get your arse to Cali.
I'm trying.
Yeah. So in the meantime, until we get here, and actually, you know what? I'm going to say this right here. From this moment forward until the rest of your life,
yes.
From now until when?
The rest of my life.
Okay.
Which is a long, long, long time.
Exactly. You're going to ground, and you're going to put yourself in that protective bubble. And then you are going to find something to wear, a watch, whatever it is, a ring, whatever it is that works for you, that is going to signal when you're shut down and when you're open.
All right. I'm writing all this down.
Okay. So what are the three things you're going to do?
I'm going to ground myself.
Absolutely.
Every morning.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to say that only positive energies will add in, and find something to signify that I'm spiritually shut down before I go or whatnot, and then places.
Okay, but remember, you got to put yourself in that little plastic bubble, and then only the positive.
In the bubble.
Just remember the bubbles. Yeah. See, Christina wears a watch, and she has a big watch. There's no way, no without you know. There's no way they could say they don't see the watch.
Okay.
And so once you start doing that, I guarantee you, the moment you start doing that, you're going to stop picking up so much of people's energy.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to start slowing down. But the moment you start feeling that cyclone, like a tornado, there's always warning signs.
Yes.
That's why they have early. That's why they have early warning alerts.
Yeah.
There's always warning signs. Okay. Start paying attention to those warning signs. The moment you start seeing one of those warning signs start going, okay, you need to stop. You need to go sit down. You need to ground yourself again. Put yourself in the plastic bubble. You know what? I used to have to try and deal with my panic disorder while working at a corporate job. So.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I would go to the bathroom, and I also knew what situations would trigger me. So going into a meeting that was a closed room meeting with a lot of people, I would go into the bathroom. I would meditate beforehand. I would precede the conversation. So in my mind, I would see how the room was going to be set up, and I would let myself know it was going to be okay, that I was going to be calm, and I would infuse myself with really positive energy, and then I would be able to make it through that. So be very aware. Does this help you with your panic? When you start feeling that cyclone happen,
right.
Start noticing what the warning signs are. Once you can realize the warning signs, then start figuring out ways. Usually meditation is a very strong way of doing it. Grounding is a
right.
trick. But start thinking of ways that you can prevent anything from happening. So be very proactive in preventing your panic from taking over.
Okay. Write all this down. I'll forget it.
Okay.
It's on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations chat room. Go look for it.
Okay.
Oh, yay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jennifer. I'll see you in a couple of months.
Yes, you will. Have a great day.
You too.
See ya.
Bye.
Yeah, I would have only added like two small things. One is to keep breathing because I can hear the energy, the speed, the all of that going on.
Yep.
Yeah, the cycle. And it's like stop, breathe. And keep breathing instead of holding in all the breath. And what was the other one? Son of a gun. Now I need to think a second and don't know. Don't remember.
It's okay.
Oh, yes, I do. I wrote it to my corner part on the other side. The recognition of, she said, was diagnosed with all of this stuff. Is she receiving, Jennifer, receiving all of this, receiving it as a diagnosis and saying that that is your life? Or are you saying that's nice, have a good day, it's a characteristic, and moving on? Just a question and a thought.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Great question. Great question. Alrighty.
All right. Next one, I'm going to move on here. Sharon has been in the back room here with me for the day. Hello, Sharon. Welcome.
Wait, is Sharon the person posting those really? Is she the person that helps you?
Yep, she's the one that's helping me today because otherwise I can't multitask here. So,
yeah. Sharon,
yep.
You rock. You rock.
Well,
you
thank,
rock.
Thank you. I have to say, I think you guys really rock too. And I shouldn't admit this, but I was a little pissed off when Cindy couldn't find someone else to do today. And I certainly see that divine guidance put me right at exactly the right place. there is, and doing mechanical things is like a huge challenge for me. So I'm congratulating myself that I only lost one caller, and I do hope that other person will call in. This is the first time I've monitored the board, so. And
I had a teacher offline without anything on it yesterday. It was pretty funny.
Well, you know what? Well, I was watching your updating the Facebook and you're doing a fantastic job. You really are. I think stop underestimating yourself.
Thank you. And I
You're
guess
welcome.
For,
she blew that off, didn't she?
Yep. She knew she will. Yep, yep.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sharon.
Oh, what you guys were talking about, I guess, negative religion, and that religion isn't, you know, it's not like we're against religious people, but that we have gotten so many negative self-concepts from religion, or ways to self-sabotage ourselves, or I guess my I have two questions. One is on self-forgiveness.
Okay.
I didn't have a bad relationship with my mother. I had a horrible relationship.
I got you.
And what I have come to the awareness, actually, thanks to Facebook, that winning the game of angry tag is not winning.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, anyway, so any comments, thoughts on self-forgiveness and self-healing?
You know what? This is, it's really amazing that you've asked that question, because I would say that in the last couple of months, this has been my lesson, is compassion for myself. And I've learned to have compassion for a lot of people. I've even learned to have compassion for the people, for my father who beat me, for my mom who was mentally disabled and couldn't help me. And I got to learn what it was like. I finally reached a point where I could sit there and say, not that I felt sorry for myself, because that's not going to help you, but where I could sit there and say, you know what, I was angry and I had a right to be angry. There was enough reason for me to be angry, and it's okay that I felt that way. It is okay that I felt that way. And Sharon, it's okay that you're angry. It is okay.
No, I'm okay with it. It's okay that I'm angry and that I've been angry. But what's not okay is acting. The places that I acted out, it's okay.
Okay, here's the thing. You are human, and same thing with your mother. Your pains are what caused you to act out. And we can't do better. You were taught. You, think about it. You were acting out. You were playing a game of tag with somebody who taught you how to play the game.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because that's what you were taught. That's what you were shown. I guarantee you, somebody showed your mom.
Yeah.
This is a generational issue, and the and it stops. It stops with you.
Yes.
The reason why it's going to stop with you is because you are the person who has the tools to do better and to be better.
Okay.
Your mom didn't have those tools. Doesn't make it okay, but she was just doing what she was taught and what she was shown, and that's all that she knew. You luckily have branched out into a world that is helping you with the tools to deal with this and to work with this. So you get to change it. So try not to fault yourself for responding in the way that you were taught to respond. It was kind of like if we were all taught that 2 plus 2 equals 4, and then all of a sudden comes along and tries to tell you, you know what, no, not really. You can only
I do have my own system of math.
Yeah, but you know, but somebody might come along and sit there and say, no, actually, you're kind of, we had it wrong. The possibility is there. Math is just the best guesstimate of what something is. It's the same thing. You were taught to respond to anger with anger. You were taught to, it's better to strike first than to get hurt. You did exactly what you were taught to do. You did exactly what you were shown to do. But now that you have the tools to do better, now it's up to you to actually start doing better. The forgiveness comes in the fact that you just didn't know any better. You just didn't know. Because you know what? If you had known, you would have done better. If you had known, you would have done better. You would have.
Thank you.
And this is where I'm talking about what the compassion comes in. The compassion comes in that you were taught something so horrible and so horrific, and it was so painful to you. It's so painful to you and to everybody around you. It's so painful to your soul, but you are also given the tools to do better. And every time one of those situations comes up where you remember, and trust me, I remember earlier in the beginning of the conversation, I said that I followed the path of an abused child. I became the abuser. And I became the abuser because I didn't know any different. That's how I was taught to deal with my emotions. It doesn't make it okay. But everything I do, since the moment I was given the information to let me know how to handle things differently, then I could start saying, you know what, from this moment on, I can do better, and I will be better, and I will always do better, and I will forgive myself for not knowing better at the time when I didn't.
Thank you.
Cindy, do you have anything you want to add to that?
I want you to hug you. Yeah,
I'm sorry,
I want you to do something, Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
you keep breathing out,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's to avoid, as I want you to breathe in, goodness. I want you to... Let's see. I'm trying to think of what words. Yep, go ahead. Spirit's saying something, but I'm not catching it.
Okay, so what I think Cindy is also feeling upon is that the breathing is assigning. But I think when the show is over, no matter what, unless it's picking up kids or something like that, sometime at some point in time today, you really do need to give yourself the gift of giving yourself some time.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to sit by yourself. I personally, at a time like this, this is when I need my bathtub. You load up the bathtub with some Calgon or whatever. You need to take care of yourself and nurture yourself right now. And you need to let yourself feel what you're feeling.
Yeah.
And then I want you, exactly like what Cindy was saying, but when you're breathing in, I want you to breathe in forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And breathe out all that sorrow, all that pain, everything that you're hanging on to.
Okay.
The words, I am worthy, I am good, I am unique, are coming to me right now, finally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To breathe those in.
Okay. Oh. Thank you.
Okay, but the one thing I am going to ask is, and you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about, don't do what you normally do. Don't bottle this up and put it on the shelf for later.
Okay.
Let yourself feel it, okay? You need to feel it.
Okay.
And your life will change when you start feeling it.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to hug you.
Thank you. Can I ask one in less than a minute question?
Yes, yeah, I'll answer in less than a minute.
I am going to Kathmandu at the end of March. Do you have any suggestions, advice, anything that you see for me?
Is this for you to get healing?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let yourself get healed.
Oh, okay. All right. I like that. Yeah.
And I didn't know that. I knew you were going. I didn't know what for, but all of a sudden it was like this weight was lifted off the shoulders.
Yeah. Just let yourself
One of the purposes for the trip is to do grieving. And, I mean, I'm sure I could grieve in my living room, but maybe you do deeper grieving in Kathmandu.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, and I love to travel, and I thank both of you. It's been a wonderful show. And I'll be here for about 5 more minutes. So.
Okay, terrific.
Okay, great. Thanks, Sharon. Put your back on hold.
Thanks a lot.
All right. And we have one more call.
Okay, I'll be quick on this one.
You're fine. You get about 5 minutes, and then I can wrap up and do an affirmation and fun stuff, so whatever, and let you wrap up in connections and all that. Yvette is on the line. Hello, Yvette. Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies. This is a fabulous show. Like, you guys are touching so much good stuff today.
Thank
you. I was one thing, and I was like, oh, my gosh, that's a good one, too. Anyway, I think what you're saying...
Before you say that, remember, folks, messages are not necessarily only for the person asking the question. If you feel like they are for you, they are for you.
Perfect.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yes, exactly. And that's kind of what I was wanting to touch on, too, is like it's so many people, especially if there's a lot of people calling that are empathic and that type of thing, and really learning to know how to ground yourself, and you touched on all those things so well. That's a lot of us run around, and like you said, it's be interesting to know how many of us have anxiety. It's because we feel all of everybody else's stuff. It's not even usually our own anxiety.
Exactly.
There's so much coming at us at once. And if you don't ground, you have to. You're gonna feel that because you have to ground yourself every day. So thank you
totally.
So much for sharing that. My question was, you touched on a little bit earlier about how to tell the difference between when it's spirit speaking to you and when it's just yourself wanting to hear it.
Uh-huh.
And that's something that I kind of struggle with. How do you decipher when something is so intense and you want it so badly, you think you've heard the answer, but you're not sure? How do you really tap into that difference?
Okay, it's actually really, really simple. The moment you hear the answer, that is the answer. That is spirit. The moment you get talked out of that answer, that is your mind.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. It makes a lot of sense. It does.
Exactly. So if you're sitting there and you're just like, you know what, I'm going to make it really silly. Should I go for Thai for dinner? Yes, go to Thai food for dinner. You know what, I'm really not, you know what, I know I said that I wanted Thai food for dinner and stuff, but what if I go there and I'm going to get heartburn and blah, blah, blah. You know, so that's a really silly example, but that's kind of an example. You're going to get the answer immediately, and then your mind or your ego, which is there to challenge you, is going to try and sell you on a different idea.
Even when it's something you're like, okay, so for example, like if I'm saying, okay, well, am I supposed to be with this person? And I hear yes, but then I'm going, did I really hear yes, or do I hear yes?
Okay, then ask again. Now here's the way to go. If you get an immediate yes, like you don't even have to finish the thought, that
uh-huh.
is spirit.
Okay.
Okay. If you hear and you can test this one out. If you feel the pause, then that is your mind, because your
okay.
mind's going to make up the story.
Okay.
Okay. If you do not hear anything from the beginning, but you will, but let's say you're still not sure, ask the question again, ask a different way.
Okay.
Okay. If there's a pause and you hear... Yeah. Well, then that's your mind.
Uh-huh.
That is your mind going in there and just kind of, you know, because you know, the long, drawn-out, sluggish thing. Spirit, when they answer, they answer. They
very
answer,
quickly,
they answer,
yeah.
they answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, I got to ask you, do you have trouble swallowing?
I only have trouble swallowing. It's funny you're saying that because I've been feeling it last night and today. I only have trouble swallowing when I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing in this line of work.
Oh, okay. So you fear speaking the truth?
It's not a fear. I almost feel like it's a spiritual attack.
Nope, spirit doesn't do that.
I don't mean a positive. I mean.
No. I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But spirit won't cause. They normally won't cause you a discomfort like this. This was literally for a second there, I had trouble swallowing.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would like you to do is I would like you while you're talking to spirit is to feel your throat and see if you have any blockage, or if there's any fear or anything coming up that might be, you know, it might be something that's just underneath the surface, but there, you know, it's good that you recognize when this is happening. Now let's find out why it's happening.
That's a good question. I mean, because it's for me, like I sing, when I decided to start singing for God, like when I stopped singing like secular music and all that, I would instantly get laryngitis every time.
Uh-huh.
Without fail. And then when I started doing readings again, which is real recent, my throat has been acting up.
Okay, and I'm getting it right now. I just really just take a few moments to check in with yourself whenever it's happening. The resistance is on your part.
Okay. They,
you know what I mean? So it's just something, it's not that you won't say it, but there's a hesitation there about saying it. And that's just you just kind of needing to get a little bit more out of your own way.
Okay.
Well, so it's
like
almost
when you talked earlier how you get the information, but then you're like, oh, do I say it? Don't know, you know? Like, I don't really know that person. Like
yeah, you know what? And as much as this sucks, and Christina Nelson can vouch for me on this one, it's not your job to decipher what gets said and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is just to say it.
Right. Okay.
All righty. You can say it with tact and with, you know, and grace, but you still have to give the message.
And that's the issue sometimes, because when it comes, like, I hear it real, like, to the point, and I'm just kind of real to the point, and I don't want to hurt people, so then I always have to rethink, okay, well, how should I say this so that they're not hurt, or they take it the right way, and it's always the rewording, so then I start putting my own thought into it when I really just need to say what I just hear.
Yeah, yeah. And, mm-hmm. and like you said, I mean, you can go in there with compassion without having to change the message.
Right, right.
You know?
Ma'am, yes, ma'am. Well, I thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and knowledge on all of this.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you got for me?
Cindy, you got anything?
No. Actually, I don't.
Okay. Awesome. I think I'm in a good place. I think I'm good after that.
Yeah, you're in a terrific place. Just worry on the, just, you know, when you feel that swallowing thing happen and stuff, just put your hand on your throat and just be like, okay, what's going on here? And give your mind will answer you, because it'll answer you in the sense of probably it will sound something kind of like fear-based. It'll be like, you know, well, you know, you're not really doing this, or you're not really hearing what you're hearing, or.
I've heard the it's fear of my own greatness. I'm aware of that.
There you go. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then you know how to work on that, right?
I don't know how to work on it. I wouldn't be calling you. I know the problem is, I just don't know how to fix it.
Okay. You know what? We have 2 minutes left.
Yeah, so you don't even have that, because we need to wrap real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, she's got to wrap it up. But you know what? You're stepping in the right direction. You definitely are in the right direction. You just keep doing what you're doing, and every time you do it, just get a little bit more confident, confident in what you're doing. And every time you finish doing a reading or you finish doing something that's spirit-based, just sit there and say to yourself, yep, that's me doing my best. That's me being great.
Thank you. All right, Lee, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You
too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. I want to let you say anything you need to say real quick, Dawn, and how to contact you.
Okay, number one, you can always contact me on Facebook. Just go ahead and look up Dawn Katzen, and you can see how to spell my name. Also, my new website, my new web address is Insights by Dawn, and my site is not up yet, but it should be up by the end of the week. So check it out by Insights by Dawn, and then also you can catch me every Friday on Intuitive Connections at 4 p.m.
InsightsbyDawn.com?
InsightsbyDawn.com.
Okay, cool. It's being created. Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate all of your rings. 90 seconds, it's telling me. So I'm going to tell you folks, remember, any of these readings that were done were for your information only. You have the choice to decide what you want to do. The affirmation for today, I decide now what I want to receive in my life. I'm going to make it plain and simple. I decide now what I want to receive in my life, and it is all good. There we go. So, PurposeTalkRadio.com is where you can reach me. You can listen to the archives, do anything as far as sponsorship, donations, everything else is concerned. I thank you all for listening. I thank you again, Dawn Katzen, Katzin. And I wish you all, folks, soul blessings. Thanks, Dawn.
Thank you.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.